This is Fantasy Lowdown with Patriots Today's Ryan Lowe.
Hand off Adrian Peterson. And there he goes! Inside the 20! Touchdown!
Who to start and who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? Fantasy Lowdown, a weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Touchdown! Randy Moss! Another spectacular catch by this incredible football player.
And from all around the NFL.
Tomlinson finds a hole and he's on his way again. It's a 4 touchdowns.
Ask your fantasy questions. Hear from the experts.
We have our own in-house fantasy football geek, guru, right here, Brian Lowe.
Let us be your weekly cheat sheet.
Make sure you tell your friends you heard it on
Fantasy Lowdown with Brian Lowe.
Well, we're a week into training camp. It's already the dog days of training camp, the dog days of August. And I'll tell you what, all that's getting me through this is two things. There's a game already in 1 week, a preseason game, and fantasy football. Drafts are happening. Drafts are coming up. Games are starting soon. That's what's getting me through this. Welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown, our fantasy draft preview show here on Patriots.com Radio. My name is Brian Lowe. For those of you who were with us last year during the debut season of the Fantasy Lowdown, we will be back with you again for year two every single Thursday during the season from 4 to 5 p.m. starting, I believe, there you go, starting right before week one of the season. Every single Thursday, 4 to 5, this is a chance for you to send us your questions, who to start,
September
who to sit.
September 10th, to be exact.
September 10th, Jason, to be exact, which happens to be opening night in the NFL. First game is that Thursday night. The Patriots, of course, are later that week, that Monday night. So September 10th, that Thursday, we'll be with you every week through the season for that. But we wanted to bring a preview show this year. Today, Thursday, August 6th, we've got a preview show and taking your questions as it is right now and just kind of giving you a little rundown of what to expect on the show each year, give you a little background of what we're trying to do and get right into some of the key fantasy storylines, some of my thoughts on some of the storylines, and we already have a few emails that have already come in. Webradio at patriots.com is where you can email us, and we encourage you to email us at any point during the week. We come to you once a week, but we take emails at any time. Jason and everybody else around here will gather the emails. I'll take a look at them, bring them up during the show. We really want this to be an email-driven show where you ask who to start, who to sit, maybe some trades. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be the guy who knows everything. In fact, let's be honest, who really knows what's going to happen? If we had this draft preview show last year and said, hey, Tom Brady's going to be the fantasy MVP of the 2008 season. He played a half a quarter. So basically the point is, it's a way to kind of toss ideas out there, give some thoughts. We want your thoughts. You'll get my thoughts. Send us your emails. That's really what we are all about.
Do you want to tell them about how they could test their fantasy football prowess against yours?
I do. You know, that's something, Jason, that you might be able to, you know, we're going to have through the PFW guys as well, different fantasy leagues. And I will have one as well. Those of you who are familiar with Patriots.com Radio know all the other all the other writers from PFW who are on these shows. And I'm going to be joining in on their fantasy leagues. And basically,
yeah, if you go to PFWinProgress.com, the guys over there overseas will be more than happy to try to get you signed up. And B-Lo will have a team out there, as will the doctor in Tacoma and a couple of the other boys from PFW.
That's right. We're expanding it. And hey, I mean, I'm the resident fantasy geek, as we just heard in the open.
This is true.
I better be involved. I mean, I've always had my own fantasy leagues with people from outside of the Patriots organization. But hey, let's continue it.
Not to mention your own fantasies, which we'll stay away from.
We will definitely say that's going to be the second hour of the show. Anyways, Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. Again, webradio at patriots.com. If you have any emails, we're going to be here with you for this half hour. Send us your emails now, 508-543-7482. It's how you can get in touch with us. Just quickly, a little background on me. I'm Brian Lowe. We do Patriots Today with Christina Acra every single day. Encourage you to check out that show, and we'll have a fantasy segment again on that show once a week. I also do a fantasy column in Patriots Football Weekly with those guys. So trying to get a little fantasy football multimedia empire here, Jason, and we're in year two. It hasn't been quite so lucrative for me, but I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy doing it. Anyways, what I figured I'd do today is we've got two emails that have come in, and I want to bring up these two emails because these are two pretty much perfect examples of the type of emails we get, the type of emails we want. Let's start with one of them. This is from Paul, who is in London. London, a place that we will be at in a couple months, of course, and hope to see you there, Paul. Paul emails us every week, did this last year, and thoroughly enjoy getting him right back into the mix right now. And what he always does, seems like every week, he gives us what his roster is and what they're looking to have start for this coming week. So he's in a 16-team league with IDP, which is individual defensive players. His quarterbacks are Brady and O'Connell. Well, that's not a bad guy to have as your backup, Paul, because we saw what happened here last year. His running backs are Felix Jones, Darren Sproles, Lawrence Maroney, and Jamal Charles. You know, some under-the-radar guys there. Felix Jones is a guy I really like. Darren Sproles is a guy I like, but I also feel like Ladainian Tomlinson is going to have a massive year again. Lawrence Maroney, I don't think he's done as a pro. I just don't see him having much fantasy value this year. And Jamal Charles is a guy I like a lot in Kansas City, spelling Larry Johnson. Wide receiver, boy, he's got guys here. Andre Johnson, best of the bunch, I think, this year. Marcus Colston, if he has a return to full strength from an injury-prone year last year, I think Marcus Colston's going to have a big year catching passes from Drew Brees. And Vincent Jackson from San Diego, a guy who, you know, maybe hasn't fully reached his potential yet, I don't think. And again, he's a guy who's got a great quarterback throwing the ball to him. I shouldn't say great. That's kind of a stretch. A very good quarterback throwing the ball to him. And Brian Robiskie, potentially a sleeper candidate in the Cleveland Browns offense. Unsettled quarterback situation, unsettled offense as a whole, and it's tough for rookie wide receivers to make a huge impact. I think if he gets the opportunity, he could make, relative to rookie wide receivers, a pretty big impact this year. I don't know how much I love his fantasy value yet, though, Paul, but Robiskie's a guy certainly to keep an eye on. Tight ends, Dustin Keller and Brandon Pettigrew. Dustin Keller, hey, we saw with the Patriots what he did against the Patriots with the Jets last year. Definitely like him as a guy who, depending on the quarterback there, the quarterbacks with the Jets, they might be looking tight end a lot. They don't have a lot of wide receiver weapons there. I like Dustin Keller. And then Brandon Pettigrew in Detroit. You know, I'm not going to touch too many Detroit Lions if I'm going into a draft early, but I'd take a flyer on Brandon Pettigrew late. He's a guy with, you know, I feel like he had Benjamin Watson-type skills coming out of college. The question is, does he live up to them more from a production and stats perspective than Benjamin Watson? Keep an eye on Brandon Pettigrew. Just don't know so much about this year. Neil Rackers, hey, a kicker. I've got a theory on kickers. Don't take a kicker until the very last round. And please, please, please don't take two kickers in your drafts. Neil Rackers is fine. To me, kickers, you just they're way too unpredictable, more so than other positions, because kicker opportunities are dependent on the rest of the team. So go for teams that but it's too difficult to just say go for teams, the kicker on a team that scores a lot, because, you know, extra points aren't as valuable as field goals. Not a big fan of taking kickers early. I like having a valuable kicker, but wait till the end. So Neil Rackers is fine. Defense, wow. DeMarcus Ware, D'Amico Ryans, DJ Williams, Lamar Woodley. That's four studs right there. DeMarcus Ware, definitely in the sacks. D'Amico Ryans, tons of tackles. DJ Williams, Lamar Woodley, that's some great stuff there. Paul, we always appreciate it. Hope we help you when you email into us. And if anybody wants to, you know, do what Paul does, which is send us your team, you know, who you have to start in a given week. Obviously, we're not at a point where we're talking about starting lineups yet. We still have 6 weeks before a game, a regular season game, but always interesting to get the perspective from Paul right there. We have another email we'll get to later on. A few sort of topics, storylines that I've been bandying about in my mind as I've been reading up on fantasy football in these last couple of weeks, getting anxious for my own drafts to come up, and certainly getting anxious for games. Just figure I'd bring up a few of them and just get people's minds flowing. That's what we're trying to do here today, get you in the game for fantasy football and get ready for your drafts. Last year, one of the absolutely huge storylines was how many rookie running backs came right into the mix early on, some of them in tandem with another veteran on the team that they were on. But some of these rookie backs, wow, were they explosive. And what we see in the NFL is running backs sometimes have short shelf lives. So teams are really trying to work these rookie running backs early on, give them carries. Hey, you know, you don't know what's going to happen 5, 6, 7 years down the line, but you got to maximize them when they're there and when their legs are fresh. We're talking about Chris Johnson in Tennessee, Jonathan Stewart in Carolina, Matt Forte in Chicago, Steve Slayton in Houston. Those are really, I think, maybe the big four. And where do we see them this year? I don't think there's going to be a huge drop-off from any of them. The possible exception, I don't know about Jonathan Stewart, because I think D'Angelo Williams is that good. Chris Johnson, I think, is going to have a monster year. He had 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns last year. I think he's going to be big. I think he's going to match that because he's definitely the guy. Lendale White, yeah, he's still in the mix. He caught a lot of touchdown opportunities in the goal line, but I like Chris Johnson a lot. And Steve Slayton, I think there might be a drop-off there a little bit. He had such a monster year last year with 1,350 yards, 8 touchdowns. Matt Forte, to me, that's the guy who might end up being the number two rusher in the entire league this year behind Adrian Peterson. I think the fact that there's stability at quarterback there now with Chicago, presumably with Jay Cutler, I think is huge for the offense as a whole. And the easy thing to say is, well, that's going to be huge for the Chicago wide receivers. I think it's going to be bigger for the running back. I think it's just going to open up more opportunities for him. And I think we're going to see, even though Jay Cutler's a solid quarterback who can throw the ball, I think that we're going to still see that being a run-based offense. I think Matt Forte of the second-year running backs is going to be the guy. Another guy who's in his second year, who didn't do much last year, but who I think is going to have a huge leap this year, is Darren McFadden. Now, the one negative for him is that Oakland has a handful of running backs that it seems like they might be committed to giving the ball to. But you don't draft a guy fourth overall, as the Raiders did with Darren McFadden last year, and not give him every opportunity to prove he's a top five guy. He had some injuries last year. I think he's an exceptionally talented guy. I think Oakland, I'm being dead serious here, might be an overachieving team this year. I don't know if they're going to have a ton of wins. I don't think they're going to win their division. I think they're going to have a pretty good offense, and I think they're going to show some improvements, and I think a lot of it revolves around Darren McFadden. Definitely love to know what you think about second-year running backs and rookie running backs. Rookie running backs is where I want to go to now. Who are going to be the rookie running backs from this year? They're going to match what last year's crop did. Can they match what last year's crop did? A few of the guys that obviously come to mind, some of the early round guys who were drafted early on. No Sean Moreno in Denver. Beanie Wells in Arizona, Donald Brown in Indianapolis. A couple of lower-rated guys drafted later on. Sean Green with the Jets, LaRon McCoy with the Eagles. Here's what I think about some of them. Beanie Wells has already had an injury. Remains to be seen where he's going to be at. But I think he's going to get, if healthy, tons of opportunities. I see Donald Brown being very similar to the what Carolina had last year. I don't think Joseph Addai is going to have the type of season D'Angelo Williams had, but I think that's a situation, Joseph Addai, Donald Brown, where both guys can be very productive fantasy players, starting fantasy players potentially by the end of the year, even if they're working in tandem. One guy might not get 25 carries a game every week, but I think they're both going to be in the mix. And I like Donald Brown a lot. No Sean Moreno, don't quite know what to think of him yet, and here's why. Josh McDaniels is there in Denver. He brought in Lamont Jordan. He brought in Karell Buckhalter. He brought in J.J. Arrington. He brought in a bunch of guys right there. And I think their team, they're all going to split carries, kind of like the Patriots did last year. There might be one or two of those guys who end up being decent fantasy players. I just wouldn't rely on any of them. But here's the guy who I think might end up being the best rookie running back from this year's crop. LeSean McCoy. Philadelphia. I think in Philadelphia, you got Brian Westbrook and you got a good overall offense, which, like I was saying earlier with Matt Forte, I think in Philadelphia, any productive, any guy who gets his reps, gets carries, gets opportunities in that offense is going to succeed this year. I think they have that good of an offense. And, you know, playing behind Brian Westbrook, you know, Karell Buckhalter has had some big years in the past. You can really get opportunities. Keep an eye on LeSean McCoy as a guy to draft late. If you can sneak him in late, I'd like him a lot coming into this year. Webradio at Patriots.com, of course, is our email address. We want to hear from you. Again, this is our preview show. We're coming to you live right now. It's August 6th, but this show available on Patriots.com through this month of August. But send us your emails at any time, webradio@patriots.com, or call us up at 508-543-7482 and chime in on the fantasy lowdown. Talked a little bit about running backs and you know, the second-year guys, the rookie guys. Adrian Peterson certainly, I think, is your number one pick overall in this year's draft, if you have that. But I want to shift focus now a little bit to quarterback and start out with, you know, a topic that's close to home here in New England. Tom Brady, Matt Castle. Where does Tom Brady stand as a fantasy quarterback? Where does Matt Castle stand as a fantasy quarterback? Let's start with Castle, because I feel like I have a stronger opinion on Castle than on Brady. I think what Matt Castle did here last year was that is the storyline of the year, and he overachieved, and he proved to be a great fantasy quarterback as the season went on last year. In the long run, I think Matt Castle is going to be a pretty solid NFL quarterback, a pretty solid fantasy quarterback. I would shy away from him this year, though. And I think there's a bunch of telltale reasons why. I think part of the reason he had such a good year last year is because he was in this system for 4 years. It wasn't his rookie year. It was his fourth year working with the same coaches, working with Tom Brady, having unbelievable offensive weapons, continuity on the offensive line. At the time that he stepped in, that offense was a machine. Great running backs. Matt Cassel, as much ability as he has, he jumped into a situation that was fortuitous for him. Where's he at right now? It's completely different. It's a brand new coaching staff to him. It's a brand new coaching staff to his team. It's a team without a lot of offensive weapons. Yeah, Dwayne Bowe's okay. Larry Johnson's a solid running back. They got rid of Tony Gonzalez, though, which I think is a killer for Matt Cassel. And they don't have as good of an offensive line as the Patriots had. I think there's going to be some growing pains there for Matt Cassel. I would not trust him as my fantasy starting quarterback this year. Would I draft him eventually? Of course. Later in a draft, no question. If you have a reliable starter, yeah, take Matt Cassel as a backup. I don't think it's going to be a disaster for him, but I think there's going to be a lot of interceptions. I think they're going to be a pass-first offense, but you know, he might not have a grasp of that offense as well as he did New England's last year, which I think might mean turnovers. Keep that in mind as you think about Matt Cassel as your quarterback. Again, in 2010, 2011, he's under a long-term contract there. He's going to get every opportunity. I think Matt Cassel is going to grow into the role of starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Right off the bat, though, I just don't see it from a fantasy point of view. That brings us to Tom Brady. Where do you draft Tom Brady in your fantasy drafts this year? You know, you got some pros, you got some cons on this one. Certainly heavier in the pro side of things. You thought that was funny, huh? Certainly heavier in the pro side of things. Tom Brady has all these weapons. You know he's going to rack up the yards. You know he's going to rack up the touchdowns. Jason or I could probably get in there, throw the ball up a few times. Randy Moss is going to catch it, toss it underneath to Wes Welker. He's going to catch it. Jason and I would get pummeled every single time if we even got a throw off. We'd never live to tell about it. But I think Tom Brady is looking all right in training camp from the standpoint of being able to move around. Today, he didn't have a brace on his leg, which to me was a sign that, you know, either he's trying something new or they're all confident that there's nothing wrong there and he can work without a brace. I think these are all good signs. Seeing how he does in training camp will be interesting signs too. Can you take Tom Brady as your starting quarterback in fantasy? Of course you can. You take him, you'd be happy with it. I think he's going to be only behind Drew Brees when all is said and done as far as fantasy quarterbacks are concerned. My concern would be early on, might be a little rusty. If you draft him, you're going to want to start him right away. No question about it. They're playing Buffalo, then they're playing the Jets. I think he might be rusty early on, but Tom Brady, I think, is going to be right back where he belongs among the upper echelon of fantasy quarterbacks. What
Everyone
do you think?
Everyone sucks but me.
I don't know if I buy that one. When did he record that? Was that SNL? No. No.
I don't think so. I'm not sure when it was, though.
Okay. Well, Brady will be fine. Brady will be fine. Drew Brees, number one fantasy quarterback, no question about it. Yardage coming in from last year. Touchdowns, he definitely had a lot of touchdowns last year. I think this is going to be a big year for him leading the way. And then you got, you know, the next tier, Peyton Manning. I shouldn't say next tier. Peyton Manning is in that first tier. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to have a great year with Green Bay. Once again, Phillip Rivers, another one. Matt Ryan, I think he's going to have a little bit of a drop off in terms of touchdowns. I think Tony Gonzalez is going to help that team, but you keep reading that he might be used a lot more as a blocker. He'll get his yards, he'll get his touchdowns, but I don't know. I definitely like Matt Ryan. Don't know if I love him at this point. He's an interesting guy at quarterback, but you know, all eyes, all focus is on Brady and Cassel, especially around here. So keep that in mind. What I said about Cassel, don't really like him too much as a fantasy quarterback, but I definitely do like Tom Brady. Back to an email here. I'd like to check in. This is Cormac from Ireland. That's a beauty, isn't it? Of web radio here at Patriots.com. We've got emailers, and I know the PFW guys too. Loyal emailers from all around the world, and that's what I love doing about. That's what I love about this. This doing radio here is we got loyal listeners, and hopefully, from a fantasy point of view, we've got a lot of them, a lot more who are going to check us out this year. Cormac from Ireland says, "Hi Brian, thanks for reading my email. I'm pretty happy with my team now, but I want to address my QB. My issue is mainly with my QB. I have Romo, and I'm not overly confident he's going to put up decent numbers this year. I also have Roy Williams, and I do have the same fear for him. How do you think these guys will fare? I'm thinking about trying to trade with Romo, Folk, and throwing in either Williams, assuming it means Roy Williams, or perhaps Devin Hester, to get Peyton Manning and Antonio Gates. What do you think? Should I offload Romo? Well, here's what I think. If you have a chance to get Peyton Manning and Antonio Gates for Tony Romo, Folk, I assume you mean Nick Folk, and throwing in Williams or Hester, I would do that. I don't know why you're even bothering emailing me to ask about that. Peyton Manning will be a top three, top four fantasy quarterback, and I really like Antonio Gates to have sort of a resurgent year. He wasn't bad last year, but I like Antonio Gates to have a resurgent year and be a top five fantasy tight end. Romo, I've never loved him as a fantasy quarterback, and now that he doesn't have Terrell Owens, who, love him or hate him, made Tony Romo quite the fantasy stud at quarterback. Don't really love Romo this year. Nick Folk, I told you what I think about kickers. Take a kicker late at the end of the round, trade Nick Folk and pick up whoever is available. And then Roy Williams, Devin Hester, these are guys who, you know, I would definitely be okay with trading. If you can make that trade, Cormac, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Should you offload Romo? Hey, you know, I don't mean to say that Romo is a bottom quarter of the league fantasy quarterback. I just don't buy that he's in the top quarter of the league. I think he's a middle-tier guy this year. I would trade Romo definitely in that trade. Wouldn't trade him for just anybody, but I would do that trade. No question about it, Cormac. And then he continues, also, what do you think of Greg Olsen this year? I think he could be red hot with Cutler back there and Bears short on decent receiving options. It may not take much to get him in a trade, as I think he's undervalued. I like Greg Olsen a lot, and I agree with your assessment that with Cutler, a guy like Greg Olsen definitely has an opportunity. And similar to what I said with Matt Forte, the Bears running back, I think with Olsen and Forte, having Cutler there is going to be as big for them, if not bigger, as it will be for their wide receivers. I think Greg Olsen's a guy that, hey, in Denver, Tony Scheffler definitely profited from having Jay Cutler around, and I think that the same is going to be the case for Greg Olsen in his third year now. I do like Greg Olsen. I think he could be maybe not red hot, but I think the Bears, like you said, Cormac, short on decent receiving options, so I do like Greg Olsen a lot. Cormac, thank you very much for emailing in. Hope to hear from you more as the season goes on. Going back a little bit to quarterbacks, we got quarterback controversies, quarterback battles going on in training camps, and the question a lot of times with that is the timing of your draft. Is your fantasy draft at a time where a lot of these quarterback competitions and quarterback battles are still ongoing? Is your draft, you know, Labor Day weekend, where, hey, we're just a couple days from opening day and teams have to have their quarterback situation settled? You know, a few of them that are interesting that are worth keeping an eye on: New York Jets, Kellen Clemens, Mark Sanchez. By all accounts, when you take a quarterback that high, as the Jets did with Sanchez, they traded up to get him. If Kellen Clemens starts the season as the starting quarterback, that will be short-lived. I wouldn't really put too much stock into Kellen Clemens as a fantasy quarterback this year. Granted, if they do announce at a certain point that Kellen Clemens is their starter on opening day, he's probably worth having on your team as a backup. Certainly no more than that. I mean, I think he could come in depending on the matchups. I'm not sure who they play week one. Probably wouldn't want to play him week two against the Patriots. But Kellen Clemens is, he's a guy who's been around a little bit. I could see you trying to pick him up if the Jets do decide that he's going to be their starter. But Mark Sanchez is going to get the chance. I don't personally trust him. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback this year. I have my doubts on whether he's going to be a great quarterback at all. But I take a chance on him. If you can devote three quarterbacks on your team, I take a chance on him later on, because I think eventually he's going to be the quarterback there. How about in Oakland? Hey, Jamarcus Russell, you know, when is he going to live up to being the number one quarterback? I just think that Jeff Garcia is going to get a chance at some point this year at the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. They're probably committed to having Jamarcus Russell start the year as a starter, but keep an eye on Garcia. If they ever announce that Jeff Garcia is going to get an opportunity, underrated fantasy value, I think. Don't draft him, but keep that guy in mind as the season approaches and as we get into the season. San Francisco is an interesting one because I was high on Sean Hill last year. Picked him up in one of my leagues. He had a couple of really solid weeks. Not a guy you want to trust week in and week out. Neither is Alex Smith. Depending on which way they go there, that's a team to keep an eye on as far as their quarterbacks. I don't think either one of them is going to be a great fantasy, have great fantasy value this year. But I certainly didn't think that would have been the case with Sean Hill, and he sort of proved me wrong just a little bit. How about Tampa Bay? We were mentioning with the Jets, a first round quarterback, they've got Josh Freeman. They also have Byron Leftwich, Luke McCown. Which direction do they go? Do they give Josh Freeman an opportunity right away? I don't think this battle is going to have much impact on fantasy because I don't like any of them. I don't like the Tampa Bay offense in general from a fantasy standpoint. I wouldn't touch those guys. Josh Freeman probably, like I've said with Sanchez, is going to get the opportunities eventually. I don't see much out of him this year, no question about it. So there's a couple of quarterback battles. I should mention Cleveland as well, Derek Anderson, Brady Quinn, which one gets the opportunity there. Another offense that I don't really like overall, but I think if Brady Quinn ever gets the opportunity to be a guy, to be the quarterback of a team week in and week out, hey, we all saw what we did at Notre Dame. You know, salivated over the thought of what he could do in an offense, in the right offense in the NFL. Will he get that chance? Is the Eric Mangini, Brian Daboll offense the right offense for him? Hey, Brady Quinn, I'd take a chance on him. I really would this year in fantasy football. Talking about a few guys, a few players who have changed teams. We touched on Matt Castle earlier. And just taking a few quick hits here on what I think about them. Terrell Owens in Buffalo, probably the most high-profile switch of a team this year. I think if Terrell Owens starts the season strong, they play at New England week one, if he starts the season strong with a couple of strong games early on and you have drafted Terrell Owens, have him on your team, trade him. Because I think ultimately it's going to be a disaster in Buffalo. I think Terrell Owens is going to have problems with Trent Edwards. He's going to have problems with being and living and playing in Buffalo, and that's going to hurt his fantasy value overall. Sell high on Terrell Owens if you draft him and he starts strong. That's what I think about him. How about Fred Taylor here in New England? Well, I was talking earlier about the Denver running back situation, and frankly, I think it's going to be a continuation of last year here in New England with what the Patriots did under Josh McDaniels last year. You know, they won't miss a beat. I think they have an excellent crew of running backs this year with the Patriots, Fred Taylor being among them. I just don't think you're going to be able to rely on any specific guy on any given week. So I would, I'd hold off on getting too excited about Fred Taylor's fantasy value with the Patriots. Don't really think he's going to score a ton. I think he might get a few games with some big-time yardage, but I wouldn't trust him week in and week out. T.J. Houshmandzadeh is an interesting guy in Seattle because I'm high on Matt Hasselbeck this year to have a rebound season, and they've got a pretty deep core of wideouts, but T.J. Houshmandzadeh is going to get every opportunity to show that he was worthy of the contract that he signed.
T.J., who's your mama?
Yeah, that guy. No championships in Seattle, though. I don't see that. But I think T.J. Houshmandzadeh is going to be a guy you're going to want to draft, third, fourth round this year with Seattle. Tony Gonzalez in Atlanta, brought him up earlier as how much he's going to hurt Matt Castle. He's definitely going to help Matt Ryan. I said earlier, I don't know if Matt Ryan is going to have the same kind of year that he had last year. I could see a bit of a sophomore slump, maybe call it a hunch, but Tony Gonzalez will not be the reason why. A couple other guys mentioned Fred Taylor here in New England. How about Joey Galloway? Third receiver for the Patriots. That's a position that can rack up some yardage, a la Jabbar Gaffney in recent years, Dante Stallworth a couple years ago. I think Joey Galloway is going to end up being that third receiver. And, you know, it's just a matter of do you get him on the right week? Not a guy you're going to start every week. Do you get him on the right week? He might have some big games. Circle Tampa Bay. When the Patriots play in London against Tampa Bay, his old team, I'd be curious to see how he does there. And Kellen Winslow is another one I want to touch on in Tampa Bay. I don't like Kellen Winslow much this year. I don't like the Tampa Bay offense, and I think Kellen Winslow is pretty overrated. They're not going to have a settled quarterback situation. They have a new offensive coordinator. I'm not too big on Kellen Winslow in Tampa. But I am big on the fantasy lowdown, Jason. Just bringing you a preview here, touching on a few different a hodgepodge of topics. And we're going to be with you, like I said at the top of the show, every Thursday from 4 to 5 Eastern here on Patriots.com radio, web radio at Patriots.com. I'm very excited about this show. I'm very excited about what we do as far as fantasy here on the show. I'm excited about fantasy football in general. So I hope you look at this show as a way to get your voice heard, have your questions asked, and bring them on. Send emails at any time between now and September 10th when we have the season debut show. My thanks to Jason. My thanks to everybody else here at Patriots.com Radio. We will see you on September 10th at 4 o'clock.